I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Welcome to the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, and location. And on top of all this, we throw a huge dose of what I call personal initiative, your ability to go get it, make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All of this combined is what we call the Work On Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. You are in the best place you could possibly be for your ears right now, because today what we're talking about is what you are up against. I made this episode I made specifically talking to athletes. But if you're not an athlete, keep listening. If you're not an athlete, keep listening, because what I'm going to share here today metaphorically works for any field. If you're a teacher, if you're an entrepreneur starting your business, if you are a blogger, if you are an author, if you're an assistant, whatever it is you do, if you don't even know what you are and you're just trying to get into the field, what I'm about to share with you here today applies to anyone who is trying to get to the top level, the pro level, competing with the best of the best at what you do. I'm just using athletes as a sketchboard. I'm just using them as a canvas for what I'm talking about. But this applies to anyone in any field. So make sure you are paying close attention. What are you actually up against? This is not just basketball conversation. This is not just a sports conversation. Let me tell you why I'm talking about this. Over the last couple of months, depending on when you listen to this, I've been doing some work with the NBA's Developmental League, now known as the Gatorade League or the G League. And dealing with the G League, there's a couple things that I've learned, because I met a bunch of players who play in the league, a lot of players who play in the league. And here's something that I've learned. Here's one thing I learned off top. I haven't met yet a Division III NCAA player in the G League. Not one. I have not met not one Division III player who's playing in the G League. Usually Division III players don't go pro. Why am I telling you that? I went to a Division III school. I didn't play in the G League, but I played internationally for 9 years. There are no D3 players playing in the G League. That means those of you who are coming from that place, you got to work extra hard. You got to be extra better. You got to be extra ready. You got to have an extra skill there that makes up for, that basically compensates for your lack of pedigree. Pedigree is where you've come from, and people judge you on your pedigree. Where are you from? Who are you with? Who do you know? Who knows you? Before they even look at your skill, they're looking at those things. Those things matter. your pedigree coming from a Division III program as an athlete, or any of you out there in the business world who are coming from somewhere that may not be that highly recognized or doesn't have a reputation for producing great talent or great people, you need to be extra good to make up for that lack of pedigree, because you're competing against people who do have the pedigree. You're competing against people who have been being watched by scouts or people who could possibly become their coaches or their employers in the future every single game of their college careers, and no one's been watching yours. You better be extra good, because they're going to be looking at you like, okay, if this person's really good, why weren't they at this place and this place? You got to make up for that with your performance, not with your talk, but with your performance. Another thing I've noticed, meeting a bunch of players who play in the NBA's G League, I haven't seen many small guys. I'm 6'4" tall. I don't think I met even one player who was shorter than me. And if I think about that, I actually believe that I'm right. I don't think I've met one player who was shorter than me. I met some players who are about my height. I haven't met any who have been shorter than me. I definitely haven't seen a player who's under 6 feet, not one. I haven't seen a player under 6'3" to this point. Now, what does that mean? If you're a small guy, does it mean isn't it possible? Does that mean you can't make it? No, it doesn't mean that. It means you better not have any weaknesses. That's what it means. Means you better not have any weaknesses. There was a player who came to me once via email, or maybe it was on Instagram or Snapchat, and he was saying, well, Dre, I'm a point guard, so I'm not really worried about strength. So I'm just focusing on conditioning and speed. I said, you better be worried about strength. At your size, you better be worried about everything. Actually, you don't need to worry. What you need to do is get your skills up in every area. If you're an undersized basketball player, you can't not be strong. You can't not be quick. You can't not be a good shooter. You can't not be a good ball handler and a good defender. You better be everything, because any little thing is the only pretext that his coach or scout needs to eliminate you. All right, this guy's already undersized. Oh, and he can't shoot? Oh, he's gone. Oh, and he's not strong? He's gone. Oh, he's undersized, but oh, he's not that quick, he's gone. Oh, he can't pass. Oh, he can't play defense. Oh, he's not a leader. He's not vocal. Oh, he's gone. Any pretext will get you out of there. The same thing that a 6'11 guy can have all of those weaknesses, he's still going to get a shot because he's 6'11. You at 5'11, you undersized ball players out there, any of you who are underqualified in the professional world and anything you're trying to get into, all they need is one excuse. It doesn't have to be a good one. One pretext as a reason to get rid of you. They are looking, this is what y'all gotta understand in the professional world. Someone told me this about the speaking world. Someone told me this about the book publishing world, is that people in those fields are pitched. Day after day after day, they get pitched new people, new projects, new ideas from agents, from everybody, all different directions. People are always pitching, hey, you should do this business, you should do this deal, you should do this deal. So instead of evaluating each one, and this is, y'all really got to catch this, instead of evaluating each possible opportunity for, you know what are its merits, why could we use this, what's a good thing about this, because a lot of people come to sell themselves in this way, right? They sell themselves like, well, look, I'm a hard worker, I got this experience, I did this, I'm from this person, I could do things this way and that way. They start telling all the reasons why they're a good idea. But let me tell you how the decision makers look at you. And this is really important. Decision makers look at you, not looking at your merits, but they're looking for reasons to eliminate you. And that pause is on purpose. I'm leaving there, especially for you athletes. You really need to get this one through your head. When a scout is looking at a list of players, there's 100 guys on the list, and you're one of those 100 guys on the list, he's not looking for your attributes or how good of a shooter you are or how hard a worker you are, how high your GPA was in college. Nobody gives a damn about any of that. You know what they're looking for? One reason to get rid of you. They may look at the list and say, all right, anybody over the age of blank, we're eliminating. And they'll cross out 25 guys just off of that. Doesn't matter what you can do. Okay, anybody under this height, gone. Anybody who didn't go to this level of school, gone. Anybody who didn't score this many points, gone. Anybody who wasn't here this day, gone. And they'll just start eliminating people. They're looking for reasons to get rid of you to make their decision-making process easier. That's why they do it. Not because they hate you. They're looking for ways to make their decision-making process easier. In the speaking business, is the same thing. Someone told me, they said, Dre, they look for reasons to eliminate you. Okay, they know what they want. They have an idea maybe what they want. They don't know specifically, but they are looking for reasons to eliminate you. You don't have any video? Out. You're not from this place? Out. You can't talk about this? Out. You don't have a website? Out. Anything that you don't have, they're looking for anything that you don't have as a simple pretext to get rid of you, because it makes it easier for them to make a decision because there are less options to choose from. This is the way that professionals look at things. Evaluators, this is the way that they look at things. They're not looking at your merits. They're not looking at how good you are. It doesn't matter. They'll never know. Because they find one reason to get rid of you, you're gone. And all your attributes, all your virtues will never be known to them because they just don't give a damn. This is the thing that y'all really got to understand. This is how professionals look at stuff. So all of you out there who are coming from some background that is not the normal pedigree, is not the normal polished background, understand that you're competing against the guys who are the normal pedigree, who do have the polished background. You better do something that compensates for your lack of those and makes you stand out head and shoulders above those guys. Don't just be equal to them, because if you're equal to them, I'd rather take the guy with the pedigree. At least I know he's proven. I have no idea who you are. Why do I take you when I can take him and y'all both got the exact same attributes? You can't be just as good as them. You got to be better than them. You got to stand out and be above those people. I was listening to, I remember when the presidential debates were going on in 2016, and this guy named Van Jones was on CNN, and I remember once after one debate, he said, Barack Obama, to be elected president, he had to be pretty much perfect. There couldn't be any skeletons in his closet, couldn't be anything questionable that divided the public about him, otherwise he would have lost that election. He was absolutely right, both elections. He had to be perfect. He couldn't have anything, and he wasn't perfect. I mean, no human being is perfect, but you understand what I'm saying. He couldn't have any blemishes on his record that people could question and say, yo, well, because of this, we can't do this. With our last presidential election, each candidate had something that we could say, well, what about this? What about this? Things that people could really point out that were real true facts, real truths that could have made them look really bad. But Barack Obama couldn't afford that because he didn't have the same pedigree as those people. He didn't have the same backing and the same experience as those people. He had to be much better. He had to be head and shoulders above them just to compete neck and neck with them. That's the same way you got to look at things. You who want to be a pro, you who's coming from any background that's not the quote unquote normal background. You coming from a background like mine where maybe you didn't play that much in high school. Maybe you went to a small college. Maybe you didn't even play in college. You think you're going to compete against these guys who went to the D1s and have been on the radar for all these years? You think someone's going to take you over them? Not just because you're equal to them. You got to be better than them. You got to outshine them by a whole lot. Understand this. Another thing I've been seeing as I've been dealing with players in the G League, all these guys are tall, they're fast, they're strong. All of them. Tall, fast, strong. You notice I didn't say they're fast, so they don't need to worry about being strong, or they're strong, so they don't need to worry about being fast. They are all of the above. All of them. Not some of them, all of them. All of them got lots of game. I don't know if I even need to say that, but I'm going to say it. All of them got a whole lot of game. I sent out an email in early December. If you're not on my email list, make sure you get on it at dreallday.com/game and go look through the archives of emails that I've sent out so you can read that email. It's called What a Pro Looks Like. And one of the things I said in there is you need to go turn on a game. You think you can play professional basketball, this is what you do. All right, all of you who want to play pro ball, this is what you do. Here's the experiment. And any of you who want to be a pro in anything, here's your experiment. Turn on a game of professional basketball players playing, any pro basketball, G League game, overseas game, NBA game. Watch the game. Watch somebody who plays the type of game that you want to play or you think you can play, and then ask yourself, if we were to take that person out of the game and put you in their place, could you keep the game? Could you look like you actually belong out there? Could you take that person's spot? Or could we replace them with you and not lose anything? If the answer is not a resounding yes, if you cannot answer that question yes, that means you have work to do. You ain't a pro yet. If you want to be a professional anything, you look at somebody who is doing what you're doing and ask yourself, okay, if I took them out of that position and put myself right there where they are, could I do what they're doing? Or could I do it better than them? Could I at least maintain where they're at? If you can't answer yes, then you ain't there yet. And look, you can lie to yourself all you want. Of course, any of us could just say yes. I get that. But hopefully, I'm assuming that if you listen to this podcast, you're on a higher level of thinking than that. Okay, this ain't high school. Can you replace the person who's in that position? If you can't, then you got work to do. And if you can, then you eventually got to get to a point where you can prove it. All of these guys got lots of game. All of these guys in the G League, they could be overseas. All of them took a pay cut to play in the G League. They could all be overseas playing right now. They chose not to. You know what that means to me? That means they're hungry. They're hungry enough to pass up more in order to get this lottery ticket opportunity where they are. These guys are hungry, which means you claiming that you're hungry, claiming that you work hard, claiming that you just need an opportunity. Listen, they just as hungry, if not more, than you are. Trust me. And they're damn good. And you saying you want to compete? You saying you want to get in there with them? Okay, turn on the game and you name the player whose job you can do. That's what I want to see. Name the player whose job you can do. Watch a game and tell me which player on that team, name the player. Tell me the name of the player, what team they're on, whose job can you step in and do right now? If you can't answer, you ain't ready. Now, we didn't even get into our points yet. Let's get into the points. And today's topic, again, is what you are up against. And this is specifically made for athletes. But if you're not an athlete, you still need to listen, because the principles that I'm going to be sharing here apply to any profession, any person in any line of work, any age. Point number one, the best of the best at the level that you're trying to get to, the people who are the best of the best, understand something. They already have all the skills that you want and know that you need. If you want to be a basketball player and you know you need a little bit more athleticism, listen, the players you're trying to compete against already got the athleticism. The athleticism you need, they already got it. The ball handling skill you want, they already got it. The experience that you know you need to gather, they already have it, and they're getting it every single day. I'm telling you all that to tell you this, they are already ahead of you, and they're getting further and further ahead of you every single day that you're not doing something to catch up to them and surpass them. So you can't just do what they're doing. You got to do more than they're doing, because they're already in front of you. How are you going to catch up to them doing the same thing? This is how I looked at basketball when I first started playing at age 14. I'm going to Finley Recreation Center in my neighborhood of Mount Airy in Philadelphia. And I said to myself, okay, all these kids my age are better than me already. So if I come to the court the same times that they come to the court, yeah, I'll get to play with them and I will improve, but I can't get better than them. I can't become better than them because I'm doing the same amount of work as them. That was my logic back then. Okay, I was equating the amount of time with getting better. And in some ways, that is how it works. And I said, okay, I got to put in not only the same work that they're putting in, but some extra work, because that's the only way I can slowly be getting better at a faster rate than they're getting better. That's the way that I looked at it. So I had to come to the court during the day when it was too hot for most people, work on my game then, and still come to the court later on when everybody else was out there. That was the way I could catch up, and it worked. You got to be doing more than what they're doing, because the people who are the best of the best, the people who are at a level above you, every skill you think you need or know you need or want, they already have it. They're already sitting there with the skill. When are you going to catch up? What are you waiting for? Point number two, today's topic is what you are up against, you athletes. I recently heard a snippet of an interview Kobe Bryant did. He was talking to, I don't know who he was talking to, but they were asking him questions about the Los Angeles Lakers. The Los Angeles Lakers have a lot of young players, young up-and-coming guys. They're rebuilding right now. And the guy asked them about Lonzo Ball and a couple other rookies, Kyle Kuzma, a couple other young guys that are on the team on the Lakers. And Kobe Bryant said this. This is a quote from Kobe Bryant asking about Lonzo Ball, number one pick in this year's NBA draft. He said he needs to get better right now. Not at the end of the season, not next year, not at the offseason. He needs to get better now. And this is Kobe continue. He said, when I was playing with the Lakers, we never looked at things and said, okay, 4 years from now, we're going to be contenders. Okay, we're going through the process. You know, I talked about the process a couple weeks back. He never said, Kobe said, we never looked at it and said, okay, 4 years from now, we'll be contenders. Or in a couple years, we'll be a playoff team. Or in a year or two, we can compete for a championship. We never said that. We said, we're going to do it this year. Or we're going to get this done right now. This year is our year. And we're going to push and get better now. And in the process of having that kind of impatience, you develop. And if you're just patiently going about it, this is Kobe Bryant talking. If you're just patiently going about it, you will never get there. That's a great one right there. If you are just patiently going about it, you will never get there. For players, it's kind of like you have to have a patient impatience. You need to get better now, right where you stand. That's me talking. The rest of that was the Kobe quote. You need to get better right now where you are. It's not a couple years from now I'll be good, or I think I'll be good when I turn 16. I'm only 13, or maybe next year when I get out of high school. No, right now. Okay, everything that you're putting off, you can't afford to put it off. Listen, there are people who are already ahead of you, beating you in the race. You can't afford any extra time. You don't have any time to waste. You don't have any time to spare. You don't have any time to catch up. You do it now or it's not going to happen. You may not get the opportunity to show it by the time you get around to it. You may have to show it tomorrow. Are you ready? Do you have a sense of urgency about getting ready, getting there, getting better right now? Because if you don't, listen, you ain't going to make it. These guys are already way ahead of you. Trust me. I'm seeing these dudes with my own eyes. They are way ahead of you. I've seen it in my real life playing. You got to get better fast, quick, ASAP. You need to be putting in the work right now. You need to make sure you're doing the right work right now, not tomorrow, not next week, today. Point number three. And today's topic is for athletes, what you are up against. I'm telling you truthfully what you're up against, and it's not a pretty picture depending on the position you're standing in right now. Understand, you are behind the eight ball. You are looking up at a very, very steep mountain. Point number three, you got to stand out. You have to stand out. You know the phrase outstanding? That's what it means. Someone who stands out from everybody else. I was talking to a person who works in the G League, works for the NBA. He said from the G League national tryout, where 200 to 300 guys come try out in one location and there's a couple days tryout, they get to show their game, show their skills. Maybe two or three guys from that open national tryout with 300 players, maybe two or three of them end up on an opening night. Actually, two or three of them get drafted, period. And just because you get drafted doesn't mean you're going to play in the league, because you still got to make it through training camp. Not everybody makes it through training camp, because training camp is when you have 15 guys in the gym, but only 10 guys can get a roster spot. 15 guys in the gym, 10 of them get a roster spot. That means five people got to go home. You think there's no competition there? You think there ain't no competition in the training camp? Oh, it's competition in the training camp. Maybe even worse than the games. So you got to make it through all of that just to get to that point. You got all this stuff working against you, your pedigree, your background, where you've been. Does anybody know your name? Do you know anybody's name? All of these things working against you, and you think you got time? Really? You trying to gather information? Really? You waiting for somebody to help you out? You waiting for somebody to give you a shot? Really? You think that's your strategy? Really? Okay. Okay. Listen, if that's what you think, okay. When it happens, it happens. If it happens, it happens. If it don't happen, don't say nobody ever told you straight up what it was. Ask yourself this question: what skill do I have that people would pay money for? If we're talking a sport, what skill do you have playing your sport that people would pay money for? What skill do you have? What's your money skill? Do you have one? If you don't, listen, you may be aiming for the wrong profession. I'm telling you right now. If you don't have a money skill, you may be aiming for the wrong profession in any profession. What is your money skill? What do you do that is way better than almost anyone in the room, in any room I put you in? You don't even know what the room is. What do you know you could do better than almost anyone? I told you this story a few weeks ago when I was playing pickup basketball with some guys from a Division I school. I went up for a dunk, and this guy who was I was the athletic guy at my school, at a D3 school. This guy was the athletic guy at a D1 school. I tried to dunk on this guy. He blocked my dunk. He caught my dunk in the air and landed on the ground with the ball in his hands like it was nothing. It wasn't even hard for him to do it. And going home that night, I thought to myself, okay, I better develop some more skills, because what I thought was my money skill may not be. When I saw what was going on the other side, I said, okay, I better develop some other skills, because this ain't enough. What I thought was enough ain't enough. What you think is enough ain't enough. Who are you playing against every single day? Are you going against guys who can actually play? You going against guys who are out there living it? If it's in the middle of the season, the answer is no, you ain't, because all those guys are signed to contracts playing somewhere. Listen, let's recap today's topic. I'll go over everything that I said already. Understand, and this last point here, what skill will people pay for? Understand that hard work is not a skill. Dedication is not a skill. Listening is not a skill. Wanting it, passion, is not a skill. All right, those are all professional requirements. Working hard, listening, being willing to learn, being passionate, showing up every day and going hard, all of those are requirements. Those are not skills. Okay, that's not a skill to differentiate you from anybody else. Everybody needs to do that. Okay, you won't be there if you can't do that. It might have been a skill where you are now, but it's not a skill where you're going. Keep that in mind. Let's recap today's topic, which is for athletes. What you are actually up against right now. Understand that this game, whatever sport you're in, the game is way bigger than your little town and your little team and the little league that you're playing in is way bigger than that. And the people who you're looking to go up against, if you want to get paid to play a sport, listen, they are a whole lot better than the people you're going against on a day-to-day basis. Do not fool yourself into believing you're doing something because of the clowns you're playing against right now. You need to go against some guys who are really out there living it and really see how far you need to go. And until you have one of those moments like I had that shows you how far you need to go, you're going to be deluding yourself into believing you're ready when you're actually not. But reality will smack you in the face soon enough. Let's recap today's points. The best of the best. Number one, the best of the best have all the skills you already know you want and need. The skills you say you need, skills you know you need to work on, the things you are quote unquote gathering information on, asking a bunch of dumbass questions, wasting time thinking about and researching and doing nothing. The people you want to compete with already got those skills and you're wasting time. How the hell are you going to catch up if that's what you're doing? Point number two, Kobe Bryant said it. You need to get better right now. We didn't think we're going to do it 4 years from now, or this is a process we got to go through. He said right now, this year, this season, today, we're going to go get this done. And we're going to keep pushing to get better right now. And in the process of having that impatience, you develop. So it's like being patiently impatient. And if you're waiting and you're trying to be patient to go about it, or I got time, or I'm going to wait till this happens, or I'm going to wait till that happens, or after this, then I'm going to do it. Listen, those people never get there. Those people who are projecting into the future as if you have time to spare, as if you are in control of time, you ain't going to get there. Now, you can go on and keep thinking that. I'm not here to tell you how to think. I'm just here to tell you what I know. That's what this podcast is. You think what you want to think. You can do what you want to do, but you can never say that you were not informed. Point number three, you have to stand out. You got to be outstanding. I was told that maybe two or three guys from the G League national tryout, hundreds of players, even make it to training camp, let alone get on an actual roster. I think there may be one or two guys on an actual roster, maybe three or four, on a roster of the league right now who came from an open tryout, uninvited, unheard of. You know how many people went to tryouts? I'm talking local and national tryouts. There's thousands of basketball players. Three or four. Let's just say 10. You know how to do math, right? Now, you got a calculator on your phone, don't you? You got to stand out. You got to ask yourself, what is my money skill? What can I do in this game that people will pay money for just that skill alone? If you can't answer that question, listen, you got work to do. If you can't answer it tomorrow, you better work harder. You can't answer it that day, you better work even harder. And you better keep doing it until you figure out what that money skill is. And if you can't come up with one, guess what? The money won't come up to you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.